Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Don't know what direction to go today, but we'll go somewhere. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And, folks, for those that don't know, for those that do, just a reminder. And it may be some new info for you, but it's important info. We are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. The conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, because we have the facts on our side. The voice that the pro-choicers, as they like to call themselves, really in the light of truth, that's pro-murderers, wish to silence. The patriots that the globalists despise, we are them Americans, we are the Sons of Liberty. And welcome to the show. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, that phone number is 1-877-807-9977. Again, 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can go to Facebook, check out the downloads, the videos, pictures, and the such from the events that we just got back from. North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Iowa, just got back last week. Been a long month, but I got skinny, and I think getting skinny, not on purpose, is always a good thing. And the way to get skinny, fat boys and fat girls, is just quit sucking on the liquid sugar called Coca-Cola or Pepsi. Oh, although it is awesome, there's nothing like a cold, cold Pepsi, especially at Dave's. Wait a second, I think I'm going to start getting fat again. I got to slow my roll. But really, in reality, friends, I've quit drinking Coca-Cola and Pepsi, and I got away from the pop, and I've lost 12 pounds just over the last month, and I didn't do that on purpose. And it's really kind of a cool thing because my pants seem to fit me. So I tell Carrie right before the show, I need you to play with me a little bit, because I know that if I was in a black church right now, this is exactly what they would be doing.
Hezekiah, a priest. Yeah. And all the record tells us that he prayed a sincere prayer to the Lord.
Wow.
He said to the Lord, Lord, don't you remember how I walked for you?
Yeah.
Lord, don't you remember how I talked for you?
Yeah. How do you do that? That's an R. By the way, that is not Martin Luther King. It's not his brother, and it's not him aged. This is what happens in a black church. They start preaching, and then they start singing what they're preaching. And listen to the folks in the back. They know how to have church. Why? Because black folks have soul. Well, Bradley, you're white. No. Folks, I got a black soul.
Yeah?
All right, we'll bring some more of that in just a little bit here. You kind of get a little taste as to, you know, how to respond to the message here with the Sons of Liberty. And, you know, I do this at every event that I go to. I'm in the middle of it, and I got a bunch of blue hairs at times looking at me like a bunch of deer looking in headlights. And what I'll do is I'll look at them and I'll say, you know what would be going down right now if I was in a black church? They'd all be standing up saying, hallelujah, bring it down, y'alls. That's what they'd be doing. And then at first they look at me and they kind of lighten up just a little bit. And then probably the second or third time, all of a sudden, I got a bunch of blue hairs acting like a bunch of black folks at a black church saying, hallelujah, bring it down. What you got to say about that, friend? You get the point. Bradley, are you being serious right now? No, I'm trying to have a little fun. No, because we're being inundated and oppressed to the state-run media 24/7, by design, of course, only to put you in a position of hopelessness and fear. Well, you know what? I'm not made out of that stuff. I'm not built of that stuff. My Father is the creator of heaven and earth. And it's really hard to fall subject to oppression and fear, especially when I'm not born of that spirit. Because my Bible tells me that perfect love casteth out all fear. And if I'm born of the Spirit of God, we thank the Lord in Romans 5:20, where he says, the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us. And when we have that, guess what comes with it? It's a work of faith and a labor of love, but there's much faith and grace that goes with it, Paul said. And so we got faith. So what is it that overcomes the world? Even our faith. And Scripture again tells me that we're made more than conquerors through him that loved us. Not without the cross, friends. As Martin Luther rightly said, that God lays the cross on real faith. The Lord lays the cross on real faith. But we win the day every single time. Why? Because it's birthed and it's empowered by the Holy Spirit who conquers the world in Jesus' name through the death of his Son, Jesus Christ. Now, folks, back to my original statement that I was making to lead you to our websites. If you'd like to check us online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can go to our Facebook and, again, check out our downloads and the pictures and the such. That's Sons of Liberty Radio. Again, on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. If you'd like to check me out on Facebook, go to Bradley Dean Double E. Again, Bradley Dean Double E. I got two websites, one personal, one fan page. Check them out. Tell me what you think. Leave a comment, even if you don't like me. Okay? But if you didn't like me, you probably wouldn't be listening to me right now. Isn't that right, Right Wing Watch? Isn't that right, all you George Soros outlets, you MSNBCs and the such? Yeah, man, we got to know what Bradley's doing, man, because he keep telling on us. Now, you know what would be going down right now if I was in a black church, right? Yeah, that's what I thought I heard I say. This is an art, Carrie. Friends, this is an art. I mean, he's up reaching, and then all of a sudden he starts to sing, and no. And you know what was funny about this? Just a little bit. You know what was funny about this? When Carrie first showed me this morning, I said, get me a black church so these people understand what I'm talking about. There was an anointing all over this preaching. It was incredible. Yeah, because these people understand what poor means. It means the destitute of the righteousness of Christ. They have a need for Christ, and they get to meet him every Sunday at church, and hopefully every day. Folks, again, phone lines are accessible, 1-877-807-9977, 1-877-807-9977. And one more point, if you'd like to check me out online on my Twitter account, BradleyDean1, double E, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. And I know it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, so when I get back, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a little feedback from you good people. And by the way, I love hearing from you. I really do. This is your radio program. But I'm going to give you a little feedback from yesterday's show, some of our commentary that goes to 37 different outlets nationwide, two times a week. And I'll just let them tell you what they want to tell you. Yeah? I think it's a good idea. Again, 1-877-807-9977. Prevention would have been better than trials. We'll talk about that, and then we'll talk... actually get some of the feedback over to you guys, and then we'll talk about the topic today. And I'm not quite sure where I'm going yet. I'm thinking about going with diplomacy, which means seduction and another guy's. Yeah, let's talk about that one. It's a good one. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ. But Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
I have have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Sons of Liberty, got Bradley Dean. Folks, Charles Spurgeon, Charles Hayden Spurgeon, Prince of Preachers, rightly said, a wise Christian tries to purify himself by hearing a heart-searching ministry. If the ministry never cuts you, it is no use to you. If it does not make you feel ashamed of yourself, and sometimes half angry with the preacher, it is not good for much. If it is all smoothing you the way the feathers go and making you feel happy and comfortable, be afraid of it. Be afraid of it. But if, on the contrary, it seems to open up old wounds and makes the sores fester and the souls bleed before the living God, there you may hope that it is a ministry which God is using for his lasting good. The true Christian not only wishes the preacher to search him, but his prayer is, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. Psalm 139, verse 23. He doesn't want to live in sin, thinking it not to be sin, but he wants to get away from it. Amen. That's a man that understands holiness. Doesn't Scripture tell us, be holy as I'm holy? Didn't David pray, Lord, let no iniquity have dominion over me. Order my steps in thy word. Didn't he say, Lord, cleanse me from secret faults, but Lord, cleanse me from known faults as well? Of course. Wasn't it David that said, Lord, perfect that which concerneth me in Jesus' name? Yes, he did. Isn't he the one that said, I've laid thy truth before me that I might not sin against you? Yes. Why? Because David wanted to walk in the light of God's countenance. He did not want to depart from his presence in any sense of the word. Because again, remember, David is the one that said, you are the shadow at my right hand. It was David that said, you are forever at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Amen. Hallelujah. Bring it down. And I thank you for the anointing. And that's exactly what I'm after. I'm after the presence of God all the time in everything I do, friends. People say to me so often, Bradley, why is it that you're so black and white? Because Scripture is black and white. It was Jesus that said, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you, I'll spit you, I'll puke you, literally, out of my mouth. And then he said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Repent for what? For your sin before a just and a holy God. See, think not to say within yourself that you don't have sin. No, the Bible says, confess your sins, transgression of God's law against his moral law, 1 John 3:4, Exodus 20, and ask to be washed in the blood of Jesus. Because again, let's go to 1 John really quick. I'm on up for preacher mode right now. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship as one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sin. By the way, in King James Version, the blood is talked about over 444 times, yet when is the last time you even heard a preacher make reference to the blood? Oh, that sounds cultish. No, does it sound cultish, America, that you're a blood-bought nation? Because without the blood shedding of the veterans, you would not have the liberties and freedoms that you now have today. And why did they die, by the way? Because they were fighting off tyranny that America, through their desecration and shameful conduct, is allowing through this administration today. Didn't mean to bring it there, but you know what? Tell the truth and shame the devil. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. The Bible tells us to watch out for those that flatter with the tongue because it spoils the soul. And if you look in the book, all the way, all 66 books, nowhere, D.L. Moody rightly said it, a great preacher out of Chicago. He said, if the Bible doesn't teach you to die to yourself, it teaches absolutely nothing. He's exactly right. Exactly right. Man, he was the guy that, too, he said, if the church would get its hands out of the world, they might be a convincing power in the world. That's right. In other words, come out from among them, be ye separate, touch not the unclean thing. And the Lord says, then I will receive you. I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and my daughters. Well, I'm just in preach mode right now. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. At least you know then it's being led by the Holy Spirit. D.L. Moody said, the church will become a convincing testimony and will become a power in the world when it is separated from the world. But as long as it is hand in glove with the world, it cannot have power. I just had it on hand here. And why is it so important to walk close with the Lord and in the power of the Holy Spirit? John G. Lake answered that. He said, God's call to the Christian churches today is to come forth from their hiding place, just as Elijah came forth, and meet the King, declare the ground on which you meet the enemies of God, and meet them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Boy, I think he understood Scripture when he said that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Read Psalm 27 when you get some time, friends. When war was raised up against David, David was confident that God was with him. And if you look in Scripture, you can see the same thing. In Psalm 97, he said, clouds and darkness are round about you. Righteousness and judgment are the very habitation of your throne. A fire goes before you, Lord, and burneth up your enemies round about. That's the presence of the Lord. Wow. Wow. The church in America needs to take time and read Psalm 107 right now so they can understand the loving kindness of the Most High God in Jesus' name. The loving kindness. Just think about that. Loving kindness. Most people think, oh, man, he's going to pet me in the direction the flesh goes. No, he does just the exact opposite. Read Deuteronomy 13. The Lord thy God tests you. He proves you to know what's in your heart. It's purposed. It's all purposed. Oh, Bradley, you're on a tangent right now. I know. I know. I know I am. I totally know I am. I'm looking up something for you right now, friends. You guys impressed yet? That was all by memory. Oh, actually, I got it backwards here. I'm going to Jeremiah 9. Hang on a second. Jeremiah 9:24. And listen to this. But let him that glorieth in this, that he understand and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exerciseth love and kindness, judgment and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Pooh! Man, you read Psalm 9:16. He's known by the judgments that he executes. Is God a merciful God? Oh, absolutely, he's a merciful God to the repentant. To the repentant, to those that are sorrow, and they sorrow after a godly sort. And he shows himself strong. And by the way, this is why the world thinks that the church is weird, because they don't understand the power of the Holy Ghost, who is alive forevermore, who's been sent down from heaven to preach the good news to dead men. 1 Peter, 2 Peter. Dead men that are dead in their trespasses and in their transgressions and sins. Ephesians 2. You know, because we're saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves. It's the gift of God. It's the gift of God. Let me go back to Jeremiah 9:24. But let him that glorieth in this, glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise love and kindness, judgment and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. He's saying, this is who I am. And you know what compromisers do? They say, that's what I don't like. You know, when my little kids get out of the bathtub, they haven't been tainted yet by sin, in the sense of they feel that there's something wrong when they get out of the bathtub and they run around stark naked. No, they think it's funny. They're having fun. They're not thinking anything outside of what they should be thinking. Total innocence. And when a man walks that way before God in the cool of the day, when a man walks that way in front of their God who sees the sparrow fall to the ground, he knows the very hairs of the numbers, the very numbers of the hairs on your head, where Scripture says he behold the goodeth and the evil across the earth. He looks to and fro constantly. All things are naked and open to the eyes of whom we have to do. I desire that, guys. I desire that, friends. That might be weird, but when you look in Scripture, everything is founded on the apostles and the prophets. And guess what? The apostles and the prophets walked in this, and they understood this. That it wasn't them that lived, but it was Christ that liveth in them. And the life that they now live in the flesh, they live in by the Spirit, the power, by the faith of the Son of God who loved them and gave themselves for. And by Christ. You know what's interesting about that is Scripture says that we put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. And it also says that we're not to use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. And if you go just a little bit down in Galatians 5, you'll see that they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let's jump over to Romans 7 real quick. Scripture says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us all free from the law of sin and death. Where's the Spirit of the Lord? Where's the liberty that's offered to the church? Right there. Because if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. You're dead in your sin. You're alive to Christ. He says, we have mortified the deeds of the flesh by the Spirit. And what does he say right after that? For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. You know, Scripture also tells us in the book of Isaiah that those that depart from evil become a prey. And then you're going to begin to understand what David said in Psalm 109, they hated me for my love. And we shouldn't be shocked by that, because when we look at Scripture, we can see in John 15 where he said, this is my commandment, that you love one another. And if the world hated you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. And why did they hate him? Because he uncovered them, and they didn't want to be uncovered. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about what I said I would talk about last segment. Sorry about that, but I just kind of get on these little Holy Ghost runs and I'm going to obey. 1-877-807-9977. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. 9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Prevention would have been better than trials. If you remember right, we actually covered this topic a couple days ago. Karl Dönitz, German admiral and would-be Führer after Hitler, said politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. They are the ones who brought about these disgusting crimes. If you're trying to figure out why your politicians are stopping nothing but going with the flow, just keep in remembrance as to what Karl just said. Politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. They are the ones who brought about these disgusting crimes. Now, if you'd like to see that commentary, you can go ahead and check it out online. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can check it out on WND, Freedom Outpost. You can check it out on Western Journalism, News with Views, and the such. And I think there's probably about 34 other outlets you can check that out on. But we got a little feedback from Ernest, and this is what he said. The hand that directed the establishment of this country is the only hope that any of us really have at this time. When the foundations are being destroyed, what hope is there for a nation outside of God's help? Read Psalm 11. The people of our nation, essentially those who, with Judeo-Christian values, need to read and act upon 2 Chronicles 7:14 for real. Essentially, we are at that point in the history of this nation. He said, I appreciate your article. As a veteran, I weep over this nation. I weep over the fact, Ernest, that people don't understand the sacrifice in which you and other comrades in arms have done in sacrifice for the freedoms that we have. So I appreciate your response, my friend. This one comes from Maine. This guy's name is Peter. He said, political correctness prevents the common people from knowing their history so that it cannot be repeated. Remember what political correctness is, friends. Tyranny with manners. Tyranny with manners. Remember what diplomacy means, as well defined by Benjamin Franklin when he said that diplomacy is seduction in another guise. Seduction in another guise, and that's exactly right. We're going to talk about that in just a minute, as a matter of fact. Yesterday, we had a guest with us, Armando Escalante, talking about Common Core, the education Trojan horse that we mentioned, and we also talked about DARE. Actually, Jake did that interview with Armando. And we got some response on that as well. She said, her name is Laura. I was glad you mentioned DARE. DARE program makes children anonymous. Decision makes thy is, spelling errors, friends. Okay, she's saying that is why DARE puts more kids on drugs. Case in point, the DARE program, friends, for those that did not know, kids that have gone through the DARE program, drug use has skyrocketed 30% nationwide. That was a college study done in Chicago some years back. Folks, they're actually provoking children to commit the crimes. Since when was it the job of the police officers to teach students how to commit the crime? I thought their job was to prevent the crime. But the DARE program does just the exact opposite. We can talk about that on a different show. She goes on, Laura, did the younger the kids, the earlier they start the drugs. I cringe whenever I see a DARE bumper sticker. Thank you from a 62-year-old grandma. You're very welcome, ma'am. You're very welcome. Carrie? Oh, this is not one. I'm sorry. So, again, friends, if you'd like to, you can see these responses. Go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Let me get back to this because I want to talk about compromise and diplomacy really quick. And I just want to give one more characteristic of my father in Nahum. God is jealous and the Lord revengeth. The Lord revengeth and is furious. The Lord will take vengeance on his adversaries and he reserveth wrath for his enemies. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power and will not at all acquit the wicked. The Lord hath his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. He rebuketh the sea and maketh it dry, and he drieth up the rivers. Now, if I go down just a little bit, it says in verse 6, Nahum 6, who can stand before his indignation? Who can abide? Wow. Who can abide in the fierceness of his anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by him. Listen to verse 7. I'm going to take this real slow. I'm going to say verse 6 again. Who can stand before his indignation, talking about the characteristics of my father, and who can abide in the fierceness of his anger towards sin? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by him. God is jealous. The Lord revengeth. He is furious. The Lord will take vengeance on his enemies. He reserveth wrath for his enemies. Then it says this in verse 7. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. And he knoweth them that trust in him. I just seen a quote yesterday by a preacher. He was a Puritan preacher. His name was Thomas Lye. He said that he was more afraid of the prayers of the righteous than he would be afraid of the canons of the wicked. Wow, that's a prophet. John Knox, the Scottish reformer, quote unquote, Mary Queen of Scots said that she feared John Knox and his prayers more than all the armies of Europe. Well, God was alive forevermore, isn't he? Yes, he was. He was definitely alive through dead preachers, dead men. Now, I hope everybody understands dead in sin. I'm not talking about physically dead. I'm talking about sinishly dead. They're alive in Christ. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Wow. Talking about overcoming the world. Now you got a bunch of capitulators in the professed church in America that they're afraid of everything that Barack Hussein Obama and his criminal administration are doing. Well, and Dietrich Bonhoeffer comes back to my memory when he said, he who fears the face of God doesn't fear the face of man. But he who fears the face of man doesn't fear the face of God. That's right. That's exactly right on the money. True that, true that, true that. Well, you might say to yourself, well, God is not a God of wrath. Oh, yes, he is. So much so that you can look at the cross of Jesus Christ who took our punishment upon himself. For Christ hath also once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us unto God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Here in his love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be a sacrifice for our sins. Oh, God is a God of wrath. How much does he hate sin? Look to the cross of Jesus Christ. Look to Calvary. Go to Golgotha. And look at the price of redemption. What is the price of your freedom in the natural? Look at the graveyards, namely Arlington and Veteran Memorials. It's the price of your freedom. Someone had to die to give it to you. But when we're speaking of the Son of God, I'm only giving you the natural analogy so you can understand the spiritual meaning. So anyways, all right, I had church. Diplomacy, this word means forms of negotiations. Again, Ben Franklin said that diplomacy was seduction in another guise. Diplomacy is destructive. and it's leading this country to the ditch. It is the house that is built on the sand in which Jesus explained to his people not to partake with in building their homes. He said to build it on the rock, not on the sand. That's our republic, not a democracy, my friends. When Martin Luther King was meeting both with President Kennedy and his brothers, as well as President Johnson back in the 60s, they asked Martin Luther King to please bring it to the courts and let them handle it. Martin Luther King knew that they wouldn't handle it. People around Martin Luther King wanted him to bring it to the courts because very few were willing to lay it down for the people. After all, diplomacy has many faces. This one was, let someone take care of this. Well, someone else did, and we remember the blacks were slaves. See, in fact, how someone did take care of it, friends. And then through diplomacy, they were told that they were separate but equal. See how the courts took care of it through diplomacy? By the way, this is what you're dealing with 24/7 with your politicians today, diplomacy. Diplomatic garbage. Martin Luther King said, no, I must take it to the people. This is why the Sons of Liberty is always proclaiming from the hilltop. Martin Luther knew that the courts would not only tie things up until things cooled down and the people would soon forget. That was until there would be another lynching. Right? See, folks, you got a state-run media broadcasting and forecasting the next scandal to come out of the White House. See how someone is taking care of it? And the American people become accomplices through apathy by tolerating it. Talking about diplomacy. See, Christians, you're being lynched daily in this country through diplomacy, you conservatives and you patriots, and believe everything's all right when in fact it's not all right. Let me go back to Martin Luther King. Diplomacy goes and so did segregation. In other words, he stood up and he proclaimed the truth. He said, no more compromise, no more diplomacy. Diplomacy goes, and so does compromise. What is compromise? Compromise is two men agreeing to what they both know is wrong. Compromise is two men agreeing to what they both know is wrong. Pooh, not a good place to be. That's why America is divided. Diplomacy goes, and we will have sure footing in our covenants. Yes, because we're ruled by law, not by opinion. Or the sway of the state-run media, who has an approval rating of 21%. But the older generation asks the younger, why don't you walk according to the tradition of the elders? Man, you're just a little too radical. Well, Jesus replies, full well, you reject the counsels that you may keep your own traditions by making void the commandments of God. Mark 7:9. Hey, folks, I say let the blind lead the blind. Because they're all in a ditch. Propaganda is thrown on the American people through diplomacy, and the American people lose because they tolerate it. Mark 8:15, Jesus said, and he charged them, saying, take heed, beware of the leading of the Pharisees and the leading of Herod. What he's saying was, beware of the hypocrisy of the church and beware of the hypocrisy of the government who work hand in glove through diplomatic measures. Who loses, friends? You do. I'm going to come back talking about diplomacy, seduction, and another guy's right after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Check us out online. Be right back.
Hey everyone, this is Jake, the other guy, with the Sons of Liberty, and we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person and $30 each additional family member, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the constitutional course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is USAPreparedness.com. Get Prepared Expo number 6, Lebanon, Missouri. The largest in the USA. July 19, 20, and 21. Expect more on-point seminars, more on-point exhibits, more nationally known experts, more doctors, more radio personalities, and more survivalists than any other expo. 3 days of exhibits and seminars online, $18 or $10 a day at the door. Children under 12, free. Two freeze-dried guy survival banquet dinners with your instructors, $8. Meet and dine with your USAPreparedness.com instructors. Attend 50 one-hour seminars. We guarantee that this will be one of your life's 10 most memorable events or your money back. July 19, 20, and 21. Lebanon, Missouri, USAPreparedness.com. That's USAPreparedness.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-877-807-9977. Got to finish this up. Hey, folks, I'm talking about diplomacy. Diplomacy, diplomacy. Seduction in another guise. You see this all of the time. Or political correctness, which is, again, tyranny with manners. A man of conscience can never be a consensus leader. He doesn't take a stand in order to search for consensus, what people think. He is ultimately a molder of consensus. He's a leader, not a follower. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort or in moments of convenience, but where he stands in moments of challenge and in moments of controversy. Talking about MLK, diplomacy. Diplomacy goes, so did segregation. Diplomacy goes, and so did compromise. Diplomacy goes, and, well, we have a sure footing in our covenants because we're ruled by law, not by opinion, or the opinion of some conservative talking head who has painted you into a corner, my friends. Again, I've said this so many times, but get this into your heart and into your heads. God speaks to the heart, not the head first. That we're not ruled by their opinions. They make never friends. They never, I'm getting caught up in my old English. They never make reference to the law or to the Constitution. And if they do, they omit certain portions. They never leave it in content. And I'm sorry, in the way that it was written, line upon line, precept upon precept. Because if they brought or made reference to the law or to the Constitution, that means that they wouldn't have something to talk about tomorrow. They wouldn't have sponsors paying for tomorrow's show. Talking about diplomacy. Jesus said, let the blind lead the blind, for they're all in a ditch. So therefore, America wonders why they're in a position where they feel like they're in a ditch. There's nothing they can do. Get out of the ditch. Jesus said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Build the house on the foundation, the rock, which is Him. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said Andrew Jackson. Right before the break, I was talking about what Jesus proclaimed. the Son of Man. Take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites, and the leaven of Herod, the governmental hypocrites, politicians. Hey, folks, let me just bring it home really quick. Do you see the crosses above the heads of those that died for us, America? The question I want to lay to your candor is this. Hey, what did they die for? They died magnifying the laws of your republic against a tyrant. For example, you see the hundreds of thousands of men laying on the beach of Normandy fighting against the lawless mentality, an ill-lived one, was a tyrant by the name of Adolf Hitler. Yet, what did Hitler teach? Let me bring it home to you, America. Public school teaching evolution. That's what he was teaching. Organizations, communist organizations such as ACLU, Freedom from Religion. I hate making them famous, friends, but they're just so pathetic. They don't have the law on their side in any sense of the word. You know, again, if we don't want to listen to God's Ten Commandments, we're going to listen to man's 10,000 commandments. Folks, this is not tedious for me to continuously inundate you with. It's that important. What did Hitler teach? Well, we have Planned Parenthood today murdering the innocent babies, and the American people allow it, which, by the way, on a good note, they're being closed down. Planned Parenthoods and abortion clinics are being closed down all across the country. Of course the state-run media is not going to talk about that. And they're being shut down because people that are shutting them down are saying, you're not going to kill off my generation. They have rid themselves of diplomacy. Hey, folks, politicians battering away your rights. America, they receive a gift which blinds the eye while they themselves are being sold out. They just don't know it yet. Isn't that how the Son of Man was betrayed by Judas for 30 pieces of silver? Yep. That's why the Bible tells us not to wrest judgment, pervert judgment. See, these politicians, they sell you out, but they don't think, in their foolishness and in their blindness, they don't think that they're going to go down with the ship. No, they're just the useful idiots that Lenin talked about. Because your sin, you corrupt criminal politicians, will and does find you out. And don't ever forget, my friends, that it rains on the just as well as the unjust. And be careful with what you sow, or you shall without fail reap that harvest. Sounds like a Trojan horse, doesn't it? I love this analogy. Sieges only take place from your enemies when you sell yourself out. Either going to be ruled by God or going to be ruled by tyrants. And God said there will be a siege in Deuteronomy 28 to the disobedient people. You'd be sieged upon by a foreign nation. Let's go back to the Greek siege of Troy, which lasted, friends, listen carefully. The Greek siege of Troy lasted 10 years. Talking about diplomacy. The Greeks devised a new ruse, and ruse means trick, fraud, or deceit. A giant, hollow, wooden horse. It was built by Epeius and filled with Greek warriors led by Odysseus. The rest of the Greek army appeared to leave, but actually hid behind Tenedos. Meanwhile, a Greek spy, Sinon, convinced the Trojans that the horse was a gift, despite the warnings of Laocoon and Cassandra. Helen and Deipopis even investigated the horse. In the end, through diplomacy, the Trojans accepted the gift. In ancient times, it was customary for a defeated general to surrender his horse to the victorious general in a sign of respect. Kind of like when the two towers fell, and all of a sudden there was a mosque built. Oh, that sounds familiar. Isn't that a sign of defeat to America when a mosque is built where they supposedly attack the American people? Of course it is. Hey, folks, the Trojans hugely celebrated the end of the siege so that when the Greeks emerged from the horse, the city was in a drunken stupor. They were being entertained to death. A couple weeks ago, I talked about why are you under siege from the Muslim Brotherhood, which is a political tool for the New World Order, by the way, friends. In Egypt, they know what it is, too. I'd shared with you a couple weeks ago about how the Muslims were saying that it's time to attack America now because their God is now sports. Well, that's true. You got 60,000 men and women and children entering into a stadium to watch a bunch of grown men in tights fight over a pig ball? While babies are being murdered and their kids are being thrown in public schools, indoctrinated in a cesspool of illegal indoctrination by the federal government, read Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. But folks, listen again. The Trojans hugely celebrated the end of the siege so that when the Greeks emerged from the horse, the city was in a drunken stupor. Of course. Of course, you're being entertained to death. You're being entertained out of your freedoms through what? Diplomacy, which is a lie. It's almost like saying, well, you know what? Policy is law. No, policy is not law. No. Did God say? Did God command? Is it his will? Is it his law? Because if it isn't, then it is contrary to him. And men set you at war with him. Through diplomacy, of course, and compromise. Talking about diplomacy, compromise, siege, and the Trojan horse. The Greek warriors opened the city gates to allow the rest of the army to enter in, and the city was pillaged ruthlessly, and all men were killed, and the women and the children were taken into slavery. Is that what amnesty is about? We all know what's behind amnesty. Islam. That's what's behind it. Hey, folks, I shared this again. I just love how this stuff comes back. Isn't it interesting that Barack Hussein Obama's got so much support that he needs 30 million illegals to open this, to open the borders? But you were duped into believing that so many people are behind him. Hey, folks, there's an old Chinese saying, you are strongest when you are silent. I ask those that settle for diplomacy and the modern conservatives today, why is it that the topics that will bring about changes are never discussed? Why are they never discussed, friends? Because they never make reference to God and the Constitution. God is the giver of your rights. On a radio show yesterday, I was in 17 states from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, all the way from New Mexico, and I was on another radio show. It was the same radio show, but there was two show hosts. One was in New Mexico, and another one was in Missouri, St. Louis. And folks, I am telling you what, there was caller after caller after caller after caller that was just making light of the homosexual agenda, which is only being used as a political battering ram to bring in homosexual marriage to end up eradicating your sovereignty. You're not going to be ruled by God. You're going to be ruled by tyrants. The church and its obligations to God are the opposite. Proclaim the warning from the hilltops. No diplomacy, no negotiating here, friends. And it's a good thing our forefathers didn't negotiate with King George, wasn't it? Boy, that's what that Independence Day was all about. They threw it off. And our forefathers told us to do the same thing. We have God on our side, friends, and we have the law on our side. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18. I love you by what I do, my friends. I really, truly do. And I'll tell you what, truth is what makes men free, not compromise, not diplomacy. Love you by what I do. I'll talk to you in 23. Talk to you in 23, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural anti-parasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.